We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best reporters in this town, one of the best anchors in this town from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mr. John Clark is with us. Hi, John.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, let's just start right with that. Were you at that Sixers game against the Pistons a week and a half ago?
I was. I was covering it for NBC Sports Philadelphia and NBC 10 and was doing some TV live shots on the court. And I was at the press conference afterwards where Brett Brown and Elton Brand came out. It's kind of tough to look back on that situation now.
All right, John. What I want to know is, I know if I was there, I would immediately want to at least identify who in the organization has tested positive. Do they owe that to you so you can protect yourself?
Well, to be honest with you, that night I was practicing a little physical distancing. I like to call it physical distancing and not social distancing. But wow. I remember the most I did was elbow bump a couple people. And they did take good precaution because you were 6 to 8 feet away from all of the players and their coaches. And, I was a little worried that night. So I practiced
good
for the most part some physical distancing.
I'm glad you did that, John, because we need you doing all the great work you're doing. Let me move over to the football because you got some intriguing insights into Malcolm Jenkins. Let's start with this. You do all these great interviews with people. Was Jenkins a good interview for you?
One of the best. Malcolm Jenkins was one of the most exceptional people with the media of Philadelphia that I have ever seen. I remember nights in the locker room, Monday night football, Sunday night football, where he would be at his locker an hour after the game, and he would answer every single question. I'm telling you, it could be a question that you're like, oh, my goodness, why is this person asking this? And he would answer every single question. And I remember one time where we were doing our post-game show probably 12:45 at night after Sunday night or Monday night football. And the next morning, he was on a train to Harrisburg to fight for things that he believed in and got laws changed. So I have the utmost respect for what he did on the field, off the field, and one of the best ever with the media.
All right, so this, we know he's a terrific player. We know he was the most durable Eagle over the last 5 years, at least, John. How do you feel about the fact the Eagles let him go?
I can see both sides of this. I really can, Angelo, because this is a tough business. There may not be a tougher business than the NFL. Let's agree on one thing. That he had an option year for $7.6 million or so to come back to the Eagles. And I get the NFL is such a tough sport. Teams can cut guys that sign contracts. So I understand him wanting a new deal. I get it. But he was under contract for the option year for $7.6 million. And the contract that he signed with the Saints, we can agree that money-wise, it was around the same area per year that the option year was for, 7.6 or so.
Right.
And it's about, what, $8 million per year with the Saints?
That's correct.
But obviously, he got more years and guaranteed money. So we can agree, in my opinion, the Eagles ultimately, by the sign of not giving him a new deal, they did not want him back that badly. We can agree on that, right?
Oh, we can't. Obviously, the Saints wanted him more than they did because the Saints paid more. You're 100% right, John.
Yeah, so a decision was made to not give Malcolm more guaranteed money in more years. And so, you know, what we have to look at is why. And when you look at what Howie Roseman said after the season, there were two key things. And, you know, they won the Super Bowl, and they tried to win another Super Bowl in the two seasons after. But they became one of the oldest teams in the NFL trying to do that. And we all get it. They were signing a guy here, signing a guy there, trying to win another Super Bowl. They were going for it. But then you saw a lot of the injuries, and some of the older players got injuries. So, number one, Howie Roseman, he said he needed to get younger. And number two, he said, and he admitted this, and he said, I get attached to some of our good veteran players. And so I think this is a correction of that. You saw Jason Peters and Malcolm Jenkins, two great Eagles, not come back. And I think that was a correction of what he saw happen with the team. And I remember Joe Banner in his years with the Eagles. For the most part, he was extremely successful in letting a guy go a year earlier rather than a year later. And I think this is possibly and probably a case of that.
All right, but John, then you went to a theory that I find intriguing, because Jenkins was the leader in that clubhouse. He was the most vocal guy. And you think that they want to turn that role over to Carson Wentz. Talk to us a little bit about that theory.
Look, and this is not anything like Malcolm versus Carson. It's not that. It's, you know, you look at the Seattle Seahawks, and they had a lot of success with Russell Wilson as their quarterback, and then you had some very big voices and commanding voices on defense that they all did a great job together, won a Super Bowl. But, and it's my opinion, at some point, I think – they wanted to have a little bit of change in the dynamic of this locker room with the Eagles. Malcolm had a very powerful voice, a commanding voice in the locker room, and it all worked out well. He was fantastic. They don't win a Super Bowl without him. They don't make the playoffs the next year without him. But I think at this point, when you look at Malcolm and how old he was going to be next year, 33 next year, and then deciding to get younger, I think a byproduct of this, or one of the reasons as well, is Malcolm had such a hold of the locker room. And I think when you saw what Carson Wentz was able to do towards the end of the year, when you had the younger guys on offense, Carson was able to be such a free, relaxed, comfortable leader. Would you agree? He looked different?
Yeah, it's just that he carries a little more baggage in this role than Malcolm would, because of his, clearly had some issues with Alshon Jeffrey. There seemed like some people in that locker room were divided against Carson, and now he's going to have to find a way to. I didn't sense there was that at all with Malcolm, John. It felt like everybody was on board with him.
I think for the most part, but Malcolm was a big voice. He was a
Definitely. Big
commanding voice in that locker room. And Yep. And as I said, it all worked out tremendously. But at some point, Carson Wentz is your franchise quarterback, hopefully for the next 10 years or so.
Yep.
And if this team's going to win a Super Bowl, again, it's going to be largely because of the quarterback. And I think what you saw at the end of the year was Carson coming into his own as far as a leader. And the young guys, you talk to them in the locker room, and they would say, man, he inspires us, and we follow Carson. And he would be in meetings with them doing extra work, extra preparation, and you saw a growth in Carson as a leader. This is nothing like Malcolm versus Carson, but I think Carson can be the ultimate leader of this team now. You know, Malcolm Jenkins broke down all the huddles,
yep,
pregame on the field with the team. Also in the locker room after wins. And I think this opens up a door for this to be Carson Wentz's team. And I think that's very important, because I think it frees up Carson to be that that free and relaxed leader that you saw. And it's nothing against Malcolm Jenkins, but when you weigh, you know, Malcolm Jenkins would have been great for the Eagles this year, and I think they're going to miss him this year. But would they have missed him the year after and the year after that?
Right.
You know, the Eagles are retooling here. They're getting younger, and maybe Malcolm would not have been as good 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And that's the deal that he got with the Saints.
Fair enough.
More years.
I'm with you, John. Intriguing take on what's going on. We love your work. How you doing your job right now, John?
Well, it's changed up a lot. I'm staying at home because that's the most important thing now, to protect everybody in our society. They have us working from home, so we fire up our iPhone and amazing technology. You can go live on the news from your home. Of course, it doesn't look as good.
No, it does look good. John, could you do me one favor? Because you have you're very, very successful with the ladies. Once in a while, could you pan around the place where you live just to show us, like, the girl that's giving you the tips from the airport? And I would just like to see your lifestyle.
What are you doing?
It's like a bachelor pad.
It's an errand.
Right? John, just give us a little slice of your life. I think it would be fun for people.
I don't think anybody wants to see that because
my wife does.
At this point, staying at home, I mean, I've realized that when you run out of milk, that you can use Wawa chocolate milk in your cereal. I mean, I'm at that point now.
Sounds tasty.
Yep, you got to go another direction. John, thank you as always, man. Keep up the good work, my friend. Be well.
Thanks. You guys are the best. See you.
John Clogger. And by the way, just so you understand, Al, I tell this story. John is an extremely good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, tall drink of water.
Good tennis player.
And I was walking along the beach last year with a very attractive neighbor of mine.
In a Speedo.
All right, Kathy, and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on each side of me, Al. And then they spotted John Clark at the water's edge.
The water's edge.
And he had on a skimpy bathing suit.
He does not wear a skimpy bathing suit.
Stop
he's
it.
A Speedo guy.
It was a Speedo.
He is not.
It was a Speedo, Al.
He is, Al. He's part Canadian.
I think it was a Speedo, now that you mentioned it, Chelsea.
Oh, God.
And these two women went gaga. And it was like, Al, although I was also rocking it pretty good. Right, walking along.
You went gaga too?
No, they, Al, it's like I didn't exist.
Yeah,
they were both staring at him.
Yeah.
And they had a specimen of the male population right there. No interest.
And two kids ran at you with a harpoon.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Thank you.
Dad, look what we got.
There you go. Pete's out of line. That's a good one, Justin. Hi, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, Ange. How are you today?
How can I be? I got a big mark on my side when those kids harpooned me.
That's got to be the line of the day.
It does.
Sure.
It definitely does.
We got more.
Pete, did you read the Jenkins piece?
No, I didn't. But I kind of agree with Merle. It's a business, you know, and he did have an option. He could have stayed, and he didn't.
He just, if you read the piece, Pete, it didn't come down to the money. It really didn't. It came down to respect for the sacrifice that he made over 6 years, which in the end, they did not show the proper respect for them. His durability was not a factor. His leadership in the locker room did not appear to be a big factor. If for them, it was drawing the line on age. And for him, it was wanting to be respected for all he had given to the organization. Advantage Jenkins.
For him, it's all the things that analytics can't measure.
That's
the difference.
Jonesy, that's 100% what it is. A lot of what he brings goes well beyond where the performance is on the field, and they ignored it.
Yeah,
they ignored it.
They did.
All right, anyway, Pete, give me a movie.
Ange, I think you were onto something last week. I think Schwartz had more to do with it than any of them.
Well, the only thing that stopped me, him thanking Schwartz made me look more at Howie.
Yeah. Because
he thanked Schwartz, he thanked Doug, he thanked Lurie, but he did not thank Howie, which tells me he's holding Howie responsible for what happened. Just a guess. Give me a movie.
Well, I watch it every time it's on, but I think most people do. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, I love that movie.
Excellent.
Oh, do I love that movie. That's a great one, Pete. Stay right there. Five great prizes later in the hour. I can't believe I got to do this, though. But in this, I made a dumb assumption before the show. I went, you know, people have all this time now. They're trapped in their houses. Saturday morning, five people email me, including my friend Rhea Hughes, email me the piece Malcolm Jenkins did on Players Tribune. It's free.
Yeah, but
if
a lot
you
of people...
Google Players Tribune and you go to it, you will find Malcolm Jenkins' wonderful article.
Yeah, most people only got it because it's on their Twitter feed. Otherwise,
you're
not.
That's
whatever.
I
don't care how they read it.
Yeah,
they should have read it.
But they didn't get it on their Twitter feed.
These people, no one read it.
Well, how would you have? Would you have read it if Rhea didn't send anything to you?
If I had been notified at some point, I would have made time to read it.
Yeah, but you had to be notified.
But here's what I got to do now. Yeah. I got to activate from inside.
Homeschooling.
I got to homeschool.
Yeah. WIP homeschooling.
I have with us recent college graduate Daniel Donnelly.
Yes.
Donnelly, have you read it?
No.
No. What have you been doing the last 3 days? You could read the Malcolm Jenkins piece.
Well, I watched the Super Bowl yesterday morning.
All right, day one. I don't know if you know. All right, anyway, I'm assigning this right now to you. I want you going out of the room.
Okay.
I want you to get the Players Tribune. I want you to read the entire article.
All right.
And then I want you to come in and review it on the air live.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Get going.
Len Wechter, he can read it to you. What school did this kid go to?
Jonesy, in all honesty, do you think I could drop a few?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Okay. He called me a whale.
Wasn't very nice.
It had me harpooned.
Well, you said you were a whale at the Borgata. Big better there.
That's different.
Oh, it is.
That's a big better. This is a fat man.
Okay.
88. I'm sorry, Al. Go ahead.
It's 215-592-9494.
He cheated. He cheated. I saw him look.
Can you say it any slower?
I saw him looking.
No. I don't memorize things.
WIP Sports Time is 817.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.